Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, minus the Mark Cox, Dan Buck sitting in on this Friday morning. So much to get to. We're going to jump right into Daniel Flesch, who's the senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation, and he specializes in Middle East and North African studies of policy and what's going on there. Let's start, Daniel, let's start in Gaza, the Hamas-Israel deal now entering into the next phase, and that is the disarmament of obviously the Hamas fighters. Where do we go from here? Obviously, we also have to get the bodies back of some, 20 remaining bodies that have not been released by Hamas. Where is this all going to lead, do you think?
Yeah, great to be with you this morning, Dan. That's a very good question and kind of an open question right now. As you mentioned, Hamas was supposed to release 28 deceased hostages along with the 20 living ones earlier this week. They obviously did not. They've been letting them go in kind of groups of four every few days. This is a stalling tactic on their part, and the president has been very vocal and forceful in saying, essentially, this is unacceptable. You have to abide by phase one terms, which was to release all the hostages. Israel would pull back to a predetermined area in the Gaza Strip, which had already done, and Israel would release nearly 2,000 Palestinian terrorists and prisoners, and they already did that. So moving forward right now, Hamas, we're seeing video of conducting executions against other Palestinians in Gaza as it really reasserts its supremacy in the region, in the territory. And the president is saying essentially that has to stop and we will disarm Hamas by force if necessary. That's a little unclear how that's going to happen. Meanwhile, there's still diplomatic negotiations going on with the Board of Peace, so-called, which is what the president spoke about, a governing body that would oversee the Gaza Strip. But where we are right now, it's kind of unclear what the next stages are, given that Hamas is in control of the territory, they've not disarmed, and they have not released all the hostages just yet.
You know, we have all these Americans who love to fly the Palestinian flag, and we're calling for the ceasefire, calling for peace in the Gaza Strip. And now they've got it, but the same people don't apparently want to protest Hamas putting their own people on their knees and shooting them in the back of the head. Isn't that unbelievable that there's been really no public or international outcry for the barbaricness of Hamas towards their own people?
Very true. And it shows the hypocrisy of the entire ceasefire now crowd and the double standard. And I hope everyone who's listening understands that though the war might be happening in the Middle East, make no mistake, there's a battlefield right now in America,
yeah,
in the West more broadly.
Yeah.
And so those people who have been saying ceasefire now, and I can tell you, I understand we all want a ceasefire. We've always wanted it for 2 years. There was a ceasefire on October 6, 2023 that Hamas violated by attacking Israel on October 7th.
Yep.
But there was never going to be a ceasefire so long as Hamas had hundreds of Israelis and Americans held hostage in Gaza and the war was still going on. But now that there is a ceasefire, of course. So So the silence from that crowd shows that their goal was never to end the fighting, but actually to end the state of Israel. And that is important repercussions back here. America is our ally. It's a Western liberal democracy in the Middle East. It's the site of the Holy Land for the Jewish people. We have great ties there, not to mention Israel is a force multiplier for U.S. interests and capabilities in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. But the goal now at home from this, from the former ceasefire now crowd, if you want to call them, is really what they're also saying, to globalize the Intifada, which is essentially to destroy America itself.
Amen. I know it. Daniel Flesch is our guest with the Heritage Foundation. You also focus a lot on North African policy. What's going on in Nigeria, and why is the world silent? Why is the Pope not saying anything as Catholics and Christians are being slaughtered almost on a daily basis, over 7,000 deaths in just 8 months? Why is that story not gaining some traction as millions flee and worry about their lives?
This is a great thing you're bringing up. It's a tragedy that's unfolding before our eyes. Christians have been persecuted across West, North Africa, and the Middle East for decades, essentially. And right now, they are under assault, violent attack in Nigeria. It's not getting the attention. I can't speak for the Pope. I don't understand why he's not focusing on it. You know, I'm a former Chicago guy. He is too. You think you'd want to call out all the injustices in the world and be able to say, you know, if there's nothing that the Pope can do about it, you want to call that out. Somehow, if it's not Jews, about the Jews, it's not news.
Well, and so, these are Muslim jihadists who are doing this. And what we do hear from the Pope is that he's opening up a prayer room in the Vatican City for Muslims to be able to pray while they're visiting their library. Did you hear that?
I heard that. That to me was astonishing. It was a less than response, obviously. But I'm glad you bring this up. That is a common denominator here when I say that Christianity is in retreat and Christian populations are under assault everywhere in the Middle East and North Africa, except for Israel, mind you, is the common denominator is that Islamic jihadists are on the march.
Daniel,
and they're on the march.
Yeah, we're up against a hard break. Great points. Love having you on. That is Daniel Flesch, the Heritage Foundation. Appreciate all your insights. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.